we've always focused in the last few weeks on performance and improving and taking the team to another level. And I thought today the performance was sensational from the first minute. We had great intent in everything that we did and deserved to win probably even more comfortably than we did in the end.
Two goals for Will Grigg, that's 26 now overall. He's a top scorer in League One. On fire.
Yeah, I think he could have had four or five. And he, when he came off, was the same. And that's the type of player I want at this club, that is never satisfied with scoring 26 goals. He wants 27 and he wants more and wants to improve. And we'll keep working hard to do that. But since the turn of the year, he's been incredible in front of goal. And not just that, his work rate for the team as well.
And Michael Jacobs, I think he scored one and made two. He's been out for 10 weeks and he has looked one of the better players of the season. It's a shame he's missed so much of the season.
Yeah, I think so. I think if he'd been fit, he'd without a doubt been up there for player of the year. I think his all-round game today was incredible. The energy he gives us off the ball is fantastic for a forward player. And his final ball, his final decision today was first class. And again, somebody that works hard every day to try and improve and wants to play at a higher level.
You chose Chris McCann ahead of Sam Morsy in central midfield. He's played at the back before this season and he justified it with... he could have had a hat-trick himself, but he scored the opening goal.
He did, yeah. I thought he was excellent on Tuesday night, and while we were changing the shape, I felt his performance deserved to stay in the team. So we worked yesterday on him, filling the space that Yannick provides inside. With Yannick hugging the touchline, there's a pocket of space opens up in there, and I felt with his energy and his legs he could cause problems in there, and I thought his performance was exceptional. And as you said, scored a great goal and had other opportunities with his runs into the box.
I know you say you never look at the table, but if Walsall fail to beat Shrewsbury on Tuesday night, you're up.
Yeah, and again, it's about improving. Again, whether we win the league or not, it's about improving as a club and taking the club forward. So whilst, you know, the players can celebrate and enjoy it and whoever can, my job is to make sure this club never stops and never stands still. So my focus will be on Blackpool, preparing the team for training this week and making sure that we go out and give a massive following. Something that they can remember.
I seem to remember when you were in the Premier League, you won on over a Easter weekend at Blackpool, stayed in the Premier League that season. You're going to have 3,000 fans cheering their hearts out for you next Saturday.
Yeah, it's a game I remember really fondly. The crowd that day was incredible. We had to win that day to give us any hope of staying in the league, and we did. So it'll be good to go back there, bring back good memories, and as I said, hopefully create new memories for the fans that go.